Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, November 11th. I want to thank all the veterans out there and wish you all a very happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service to your country. Thank you for the sacrifices you've made to give us all the freedoms that we enjoy here today. And I truly hope you enjoy the day. In the news this morning, overnight E-buy prices were December corn down a penny at 568 and a quarter, December wheat steady at 803, and January beans up a penny and a quarter at 1218. We did not see any flash sales on the export side today. The weekly sales numbers are delayed until tomorrow due to the Veterans Holiday. We're looking at better weather around the world. The Baltic Sea's had some rains. It's drying up a bit in Australia. Even our southern plains got some rains, Texas, into Oklahoma, and that whole front that's been moving across has brought some rains. We still need more rains. You know, Oklahoma, the Dakotas, Wyoming, all those western states can kind of use some more rain out here. So hopefully they'll get that in the next week or so. The dollar is up 15 ticks at 95 cents. This has got up to 95.10 overnight. These are the highest prices we've seen in the dollar in quite some time. Certainly not indicative of being able to see a good export market out here with the dollar so strong. We closed the wheat over $8 yesterday in December, Chicago. First time we've done that since 2011. Very strong demand for wheat around the world, but our export market, you know, it's just backing off. The demand here in the U.S. is strong. Our oats and Minneapolis wheat, you know, the stocks are very low, and I'm not sure how we're going to get out of that mess, but that's certainly pushing Chicago and Kansas City to some extent out here. I just don't know how long it can last with the dollar so strong out here. The Brazilians came out with some crop estimates, 142 million metric tons on beans. That's up from 137.3 last year. So it's almost a 5 million metric ton increase. They've raised it 1.2 from last month. So obviously these rains are encouraging farmers to have big, big yields out there. Their corn crop looking at 116.7. That's up from 87 a year ago. It's up 400,000 metric tons from last month. So their corn crop is off to a great start here. So, you know, knowing that and, you know, looking at the weather, Argentina is still a bit dry, but they've had some rains. But the Brazilian numbers are big. And I just don't know if we can sustain 570 corn and $8 wheat out here with the rest of the world enjoying pretty good weather out here and a strong dollar. I just don't see it. And again, from yesterday, I don't agree with the government. If they raise the corn yield, I don't know how they didn't raise the bean yield. But that's what it is for the time being, and we have to live with that. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.